This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven and a half the hour. This is the DJV program. The D stands for Doug. That's me, Doug Steffen. J, both Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner fit into the J's. And then there's Victoria Keelan, who is back from a couple of weeks on the hiatus list, feeling better, hopefully, with lots of strength. And that's it. We need strength because it's springtime, officially spring. First full day was Sunday. And so now we feel renewed, don't we? This is, it's more wintertime, we seem to worry more. You feel that way? In the wintertime, you worry more about stuff. In the spring, you seem optimistic. We're looking at the number of coronavirus cases significantly down here in our country. Maybe there are a few other countries that got a problem. But don't you feel good about spring? Hello, yes, ladies?
No, I'm all about winter. Give me winter all the time. Yeah, I'm not here for the spring.
Really?
I like the spring. It's probably my favorite, but I think I worry all year round. I don't know if it's connected to my anxiety.
I don't know that I don't worry more in one season or another, but I think having the days be short and dark in the winter is depressing.
Yeah,
so
really
now
is.
Seeing like daylight, I can actually see daylight until 7 p.m. now on the East Coast. Mm. So that's a big thing that makes feel a little lighter.
On the farm over the weekend to get back to the traditional springtime stuff.
The sun doesn't set at 4:30 anymore.
No, it's great. Out and about getting all the stuff ready for the season of growing. It's kind of like our first dose of the official beginning of spring is like the first dose of an injection of something that's exciting. Speaking of that, AstraZeneca, once touted as a slayer of the pandemic, supposed to be one of the things that would one of the items that would knock the pandemic out, cheap, easy to administer. Apparently, it's not as good as people thought it was. It was done, remember, in collaboration with Oxford University researchers there and the company itself, but they missed delivery targets. Excuse me. And they've been using it in Europe, and apparently some blood clots have come as a result of using AstraZeneca with some folks.
I wonder if that's the reason why they wouldn't allow anyone over 65 to get the vaccine from AstraZeneca. Mm-hmm. I wonder if they were concerned about the blood clots, but they weren't saying. Like in Germany, they were the first ones to say no one over 65, and the UK followed. My family in Ireland had to deal with that as well because they were hoping to get it, anyone who's over 65, and then that was, they said, nope, sorry, you're going to have to wait for Pfizer. And so they put these older people back at the, you know, at the back of the line again just because of that one vaccine, which was weird. But I think now we know why. Blood clots are no joke. I mean, I've been dealing with that post-surgery for 2 weeks. Blood clots are the scariest part of it. So you don't want to invite
them. Did you
them.
Have any? You didn't have clots, did you?
No, but, like, they take extreme measures, you know, compression.
In your blood?
Oh, right, yes, and then compression garments on your legs while you're in surgery, and then compression socks and compression garments. I mean, it's a big deal, and I had never had surgery really before, so I didn't really know what to expect, but they take blood clots very seriously.
Yeah. Well, this is not something, it looks like it's going to be a fix. So it never made it to America anyway. It's only been used in Europe. It hasn't made maybe.
Yeah, Europe and South America. Yeah,
right. All right, so that's the AstraZeneca update. I think we ought to spend some time talking about the Derek Chauvin case, the trial. A lot of people have been protests around the country. Again, I saw some pictures that were very unpleasant. There are a lot of independent inquiries now going on in our country as to law enforcement's handling of not only the case itself or cases like it, but the protests. And, you know, you see lots of these things in city after city. There have been people reacting to what was going on. There were big problems in Chicago. I don't know there were so much in New York and Los Angeles, but, you know, some of the bigger cities have had a lot of people paying a lot of attention to this. The lawyer for Derek Chauvin says the trial is not about race. Huh? What do you mean it's not about race? What it's about then?
Well, he doesn't want it to be about race, but yeah.
No. Well, I think that one of the big arguments over the past couple of days is whether or not the arrest record of George Floyd should be admitted, because the prosecutors say that they don't think that it has anything to do with it, where the defense is saying, well, let's talk about why we were arresting him, because what a lot of people aren't speaking about, it's not the first thing, and this is not an excuse at all. I think the officer has a lot. He's in for a lot of trouble, and he's got a lot to answer for, because whatever he did was excessive. But a lot of people are saying that he had so much fentanyl in his system that he was overdosing, and that it wasn't necessarily the knee on his neck that caused him to not be able to breathe. It was the fact that he was overdosing while all that happened. And so the question has been whether or not they admit that evidence into the trial.
Yeah.
And I think they have to, because it's a complete
picture
of what was going on.
Yeah. No, I think they should. They have to bring that in. But do any of us think that when we get right down to it, when he says it's not about race, it is. But the other side of it is it's about a lot of other things, police abuse and people not really. There's so much hyperbole here. There's so much conversation that isn't into the details. It's all superficial, which is what we tend to react to. A lot of these, as I look around at some of the way these people have protested, there's a whole lot of lack of understanding and lack of knowledge when it comes. As you were saying, what tends to be buried are things like what fentanyl, what sort of condition Floyd was in. Not that it's an excuse for Chauvin doing what he did, but it's part of the story, and it tends to be masked at some point in time, many steps along the way. Now, the other question is there impartial jury pool? Can they find, what have they done to, what were they doing last week to come up with a jury pool? Apparently, the court hasn't selected any jurors, or they didn't.
How do you find anyone who
hasn't
been familiarized with this story?
Yeah.
I think they've seated a few, but then they had to dismiss another because the city is so stupid. They gave the family of George Floyd, what was it, $24 million or $27 million, something like that, in a settlement. And so that disrupted the jury selection, and they had to dismiss several jurors who then
They made the announcement of that last week?
Yeah, they made it during the jury selection. Like, you wait to make the announcement. I mean, you come to the agreement, but you don't publicly announce it till after, either before the trial starts or after the trial. But to do it during a trial like this, with the magnitude of this that everybody is watching, come on, how stupid are you?
Yeah, really stupid. That is really stupid. Now, Governor Cuomo is also, I'm looking at
really
the things
stupid,
that
or maybe really in trouble.
The stuff that keeps rolling over, that we've gone from week to week to week to week to week. The virus certainly is one thing. Obviously, politics and what's going on in the reality of Democrats and Republicans. This whole business about Derek Chauvin and what to do with this trial. And now this is the rollover Mario Cuomo. That was his father. So there's this Alyssa McGrath. Did you see the story about her? She's an aide. She talks about him unbuttoning her bra and stuff like that. Come on. What is he? A child?
Wait,
for God's
what is
sakes?
This one? I can't keep
so
up.
The one that Doug's talking about, she had been unidentified. He was in his governor's mansion. He called her for help with his phone or like technical help. And she shows up and he was groping her and touching her without her consent under her shirt. And that's the one that the police in Albany are involved with. Well, a couple of days ago, a couple of days ago, another aide, who is a current aide, I guess, Alyssa McGrath, who you're talking about, said the same kind of thing. And I guess he would walk by some of the women, like, he saw one of the people who accused him playing with the dog, and he said, if I were that dog, I'd mount you too, or something like that. Has all of these things coming up against him, and he's still got the nursing home scandal, and now there was audio released this week of him recording a threat to one of his political foes. Back when he ran for election against Cynthia Nixon, I guess one of the groups that was backing Cynthia Nixon before she dropped out, said that they would endorse him because he was better than a Republican. So he gets on the line line, and he said, well, you think I'm better than a Republican? Well, I think you're a little better than a child rapist. And he's like, Mr. Governor, we're going to say that we're endorsing you because you're not perfect with our policies, but you're better than the Republican candidate, and that's going to be our messaging. And he says, well, then I'm going to continue to say you're better than a child rapist. And, I mean, all of this is caught on tape. So he's holding out. I just wonder, and again, I'm not for pushing people. They get to they get their due process, all of that stuff. But how, when you have criminal and now political charges against you for killing people and lying about it in nursing homes and for abusing women, how effective can you be when you're just defending yourself?
He didn't stick
putting someone with COVID-19 into a nursing home next to your grandma and then all of a sudden they're dead? People might disagree with you in New York.
I love the way you put things there. For all right, let's food. Let's put that in the food for thought department for a moment or two. 16 after the hour.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets. Let's go down to the border and see what's going on down there, ladies. The DJV show, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, 149 migrants escorted onto a bridge by Border Patrol agents. And there were some people, there were some reporters that were with them. One parent yells, they cheated us. They promised us they would help. And so then the flurry of activity and all of the pointing of fingers at the people that were trying to get them across. They've come from Central America, some of these people. So they came here. The 5,000 unaccompanied children that have come across the border already. They talk about hundreds that are trying to get across, but who's talking about the people who are already here that are
people in custody? This is the highest number in 20 years.
Yeah.
And now the latest is that for adults, the administration is now putting $25 million in to getting them hotels to stay in. And when you have the homeless problem that we have in California, that is insulting.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Before we even go there, where is the money that's being spent to do these people? Meanwhile, there are thousands, tens of thousands of veterans who can't get health care, who cannot be taken care of, who can't even get shots. They can't get into line. What the hell? Back again to my, I'm indignant to the point of being so fed up with this stuff. When we have this problem is ongoing and nobody's addressing it, we're wasting all this money on these people who are trying to get in here, who should have no business trying to get in here, and we can't take care of our veterans. Let's put that into our thought pattern, please. 21 after the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Trending time is 23 after the hour on the DJV program with Doug, Jen, Victoria. Jay is in charge of this list, which is going viral. Actually, speaking of that, what's the story of the six-year-old boy?
It's adorable. It's this video. Now, this mom, Ashley West, she's 30 years old in L.A. She shared it, and her middle son, Noah, is using a breathing technique to calm down his 4-year-old brother, Corey, who was on the verge of, like, this epic meltdown because his Nintendo Switch wasn't charged, the battery wasn't charged. And you see the older son just kind of, like, you know, raising his hands and then lowering them down and teaching his younger brother these breathing techniques. And it was like, this kid needs to be everyone. Everyone's life coach right now.
Yeah, this is that's kind of cute, actually. The maturity portion. Yeah, it's kind of cool. All right, so what's going on with March Madness? Women are playing and men aren't. Do I read that into all of the sort of the scuffles going on?
No. What's going on is the weight room issue. So The NCAA redid some weight rooms, and the women's weight rooms were not anywhere, they were nowhere near equal to what the guys were, and they were getting blasted on social media about it to the point that the NCAA actually stepped up and improved the women's weight room now.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have any dumbbells above the weight of 30, and it wasn't until they would get into the Sweet 16. So, I mean, it was one of those things of, okay, there was a huge inequality there. The NCAA stepped up, gave the women a
But what is going on with the games? March Madness seems to be watered down because of COVID. There are a lot of teams that aren't being either allowed to play, or they haven't played, or they aren't going to play. Is this going to kill... And March Madness should be in full swing right now, right? And is it?
It is in full swing. They are doing.
My husband won't stop watching it. It is.
Really?
Yeah, yes. It's second
I just call
round.
It the madness. Yes.
Yeah, the second there. Round is yesterday and today. The Sweet 16 kicks off this coming Saturday, and then the Elite 8 will be on Monday.
All right. Got it. At least we have some info there. What about the new social media network, what we call the Trump network? There's Twitter, there's Facebook, there's Instagram, and there's Trumpergram. Right?
Yeah, Trump's going to be returning to social media because he's going to start his own. Because why not? Nobody else is letting him in. And Trump was getting a lot of flack for not reaching out to some of his followers. But it's kind of like, well, how is he supposed to reach out to them? He's kicked off of all social media platforms.
So he's going to kick himself off his own social media.
We'll see.
This is so Trump isn't really... let's create something like the airplane. Trump all over the side of it. The hotels, Trump all over the side of it. Social media, it's the new Trump. And whatever it is,
it'll
Trumper
be a hot ticket. It'll Trumper be a hot
gram.
Ticket.
Yeah, and it'll be out in 2 to 3 months. So, really? Some spokesperson.
All right, the announcement about the Oscars. I don't even know. Most people who are in the know here can't even understand why we're having an Oscar. You know, you saw the numbers go down on the Grammys, most of these other award shows, because there's nothing really to give an award for. But the Oscars may be the worst of all of them, right? Jay, what's the thought there?
I don't think it's just because of COVID. A lot of the award shows have been seeing numbers dwindling for years. But the Oscars are saying they will be live. They sent out a letter to all of the nominees that they will not allow Zoom. They were basically saying if you're not comfortable coming in-house, then you just won't be a part of the Oscars. You know, you won't physically be a part of it. They're not allowing Zoom, and they're also enforcing a dress code. They don't want any Jason Sudeikis
no
tie-dye hoodies.
What? Really? No pajamas like were worn by... who
you
is
know,
it
the beauty of staying at home is doing this. I think they should require all sweats, actually, for right. once. Let's just put them in. Let's do this.
Jodie Foster was in her pajamas.
That was like a Betty White bedazzled workout outfit.
Yeah, just throw on like a sparkly top, and you can still have your sweats underneath. I was on a virtual baby shower yesterday, and I had a dress on the top, and I was still in my sweats on the bottom. No one knew.
Really? Well, that's like the news guys, the news anchors that wear something above. You know, they have shorts on in the summertime. Then nobody knows that because they just see is what. Although more of the newsrooms now are standing up because it looks more factual and looks more authoritative.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
AstraZeneca says the COVID-19 vaccine it developed in cooperation with Oxford University was 79% effective in preventing symptomatic illness in large trials in the United States, Chile, and Peru, paving the way for its long-awaited application for U.S. approval. Although AstraZeneca's vaccine has been authorized in more than 50 countries, it has yet to receive the okay from the United States. Miami Beach officials in Florida voted on Sunday to extend an 8 p.m. curfew and emergency powers for up to 3 weeks to help control unruly spring breakers. Officials are saying this is not a typical spring break crowd. These are individuals coming into the city to engage in lawlessness and anything-goes party attitude. U.S. Representative Tom Reed, a Republican from Western New York who was accused last week of rubbing a female lobbyist's back and unhooking her bra without her consent in 2017, apologized to the woman on Sunday and announced he will not run for re-election next year. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Michigan's next election cannot use Dominion voting machines in the state. Jeremy Scott with the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Commissioners in Antrim County, Michigan voted unanimously to hand count every ballot cast in the May 4th primary, avoiding the use of machines from Dominion voting systems. Officials can't use the equipment because of a forensic audit done as part of a court case brought against the county alleging fraud in the 2020 presidential election. The county initially reported a victory for Joe Biden before flipping the results in President Donald Trump's favor by thousands of votes, citing human error. Commissioners expressed concern that reprogramming the machines and then using them would violate a judge's order. Purchasing new machines would cost around $150,000.
April 19th is the last day to register, other than in-person voting, with the local clerk for the May elections in Michigan. March Madness Day 3 in the NCAA men's basketball.
It was another day of upsets at the NCAA tournament as three double-digit seeds punched their tickets to the Sweet 16 on Sunday. 12-seeded Oregon State continued their hot streak, fending off a comeback attempt from 4-seeded Oklahoma State to win 80-70. The 11-seed in the Midwest, Syracuse Orange, got by the 3rd-seed West Virginia 75-72, and the magic continued for Oral Roberts, the Golden Eagles becoming just the second 15-seed to make it to the Sweet 16 after beating 7-seeded Florida 81-78. Illinois became the first number one seed to fall, losing to Loyola Chicago 71-58. Top-seeded Baylor, Arkansas, Houston, and Villanova all also moving on to the second weekend of the tournament.
Dan Rocky reporting. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Four after the hour here on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan back. Jay Kirshner is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Do you ever wonder why you're listening to us? Do you ever wonder why it is that we...
What am Jennifer I doing Kirshner. Here?
Yeah, what am I doing here? What are you doing here? Do you think about that? I think about, you know, what the reason is for us being here. It isn't just to have a job or to, you know, make a buck. Oh, that's nice. But it really is, for me, I've invested decades of my life in trying to find the right mix of people to talk about what's going on and to have some passion about what's going on. Not just to be, you know, so many, and I say this not even lovingly about my brother. We had a talk show event that took place virally last weekend. It was kind of the same old stuff. There were a few things that were changing. There is a new era starting in the world of talk radio, news talk radio. And I like that. But I've sort of, and I don't mean to sound like a jerk here, but I've been, because of my independent status and not belonging to the club, I kind of have always been a little bit ahead of everybody else. And I don't say that sticking my chest out, oh, aren't you so great? Because I'm not part of the club and I'm not part of the rest of what goes on. And I'm pleased. It hasn't helped me in some circumstances, but I think it's helped the listeners get an idea of what is the The great thing about Mike McVeigh, who is our consultant now, is that he has dubbed us the other show, which we are. We're not in this to try to get you to believe that what we say is right. Our way is the right way. The other way is the wrong way. And that's kind of what's gotten us into. I mean, as wonderful as the last 30 years have been in talk radio since Limbaugh got started, there's also a hole that has been created for conversation about other things. It's not just about politics. It's not just about, I'm right, you're wrong, this is good, that's bad. No, because it has separated us, and we've played into, in a manner of speaking, even though lots of great hosts have made a lot of money and networks have made a lot of money, I think we've created a situation in part, not in whole, but in part, that is detrimental to the future of our country. I really do. And you can say, oh, no, without Trump, we're not going to win. Or without Biden, you know, that's nonsense. All these people come and go. You know, we all come and go in essence. But what we leave behind goes on forever. Although sometimes we don't remember too much about what's going on. There's so much for our educational system, which is not teaching us much about anything. And when I said, I was actually talking to one of the people who work on the farm with me over the weekend, and we got off onto this discussion about, I have an old tractor. Matter of fact, I think I'll post a picture of a tractor that's as old as I am, that we rehabbed, and I was driving it, and got a couple of pictures that I will post to me. It's an old 1947 Farmall M, and it's a fabulous tractor. But yet, when I talk to the kids who are on the farm now, all they want is this technology. Wow, look at this. There's a guy who's working on the farm. He's got the woodlot, and he's got a John Deere tractor with all these gizmos and gadgets on it. And, you know, when it stops, he can't make it run again. I can make my old tractor run again. As a matter of fact, I bought an old tractor from a guy for $800 who said it didn't run. We spent literally 5 minutes on it, and it ran wonderfully well. But people don't have the patience to work on things or try to figure out what it was, you know, that was the problem, because everybody is so used to having everything automatically done for them. Everything's going to be fixed by somebody else. Now, nobody knows how to fix anything. And so when we're confronting the issues that we have today in our country, all we can do is make fun of the guy who's the new Secretary of State, because he doesn't know, you know, I don't think he can find his butt in the snowstorm, it would seem, given what went on at the conference. And so we laugh about it, but it's not laughable. It's not funny. Unless we've just decided that we're going to give up. Is that where we are at this point? My father would never have given up, and I don't want to give up. But the people behind me seem to want to give up. The people who are your age, Jennifer and Victoria and Jay, who are more interested in their devices, they're more interested in getting free money from the government, or whatever it is. So maybe I'm just like passing gas in a snowstorm. I don't, what's the point? Are we just going to all give up? Is that where we are? Because it sounds like it to me. It feels like it. We're just giving up. We'll live selling land to the Chinese, or selling our business to the Chinese, selling broadcast entities to overseas interests. We're just like giving up. Why? I don't want to give up. Do you guys want to give up?
Well, I don't. No. That's why you hear me passionate every single day.
So then what are your friends doing about it? What's the, you know, they spend all this time, you know, worried about Kylie
Jenner.
My friends
recalled the California governor. That's what my friends are doing about
okay,
it.
Okay.
My friends in L.A. have been signing that petition. So, yeah.
So I mean, why
my friends
is there
are
so
very,
much attention?
Very active politically, but
Kylie Jenner, all the social media stuff, Jay, that was focused on her over the weekend because she started a GoFundMe effort for somebody. The folks on Instagram that follow her were asked to give money to some makeup artist who was injured.
Yeah,
in
her former makeup artist. She didn't start the GoFundMe. She was sharing it, and she also made a donation herself.
Yeah,
and
well,
she was taking.
But people
some
are
kind of like, don't you have enough money to?
His operation is like $60,000 or something, and so you know, basically the equivalent. When you look at her net worth, she gave about 56 cents, is how it breaks down.
Okay, so does that mean she's a bad person? Does that mean it's important? What is the message here about her? First of all those people in that family have no talent whatsoever, and we are suckers enough in America to make them billionaires.
Well, that's actually not true. A lot of people have been trying to make that argument about the Kardashians for literally the last 21 seasons, but yeah, that's not true. They are marketing. They are marketing gurus.
Well,
they put out they put out one product after another that sells out. I buy it. I mean, I've bought a lot of their products that they've put out.
Do you buy it because they're good or because they made it?
Because they're good. I don't care about them. They're good products.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually good products. So, you know, it's very easy to just say, oh, they have no talent, but that's, you know, they're still here.
So let's take it to another level. That's a good point, Victoria. Let's take the discussion to another level. Let's understand what goes on with this the whole cancel culture movement in our country. Here's a new sitcom on CBS that Chuck Lorre has produced, and he's the one who did the Big Bang Theory. You know, that was a very successful show for a number of seasons.
He's the one who famously fought with Charlie Sheen over the ending of Two and a Half Men, too.
Right.
And when they
yeah.
replaced him, yeah.
Yeah, this guy's made a lot of money, like Shonda has with all these shows that they've produced. So now there's a new show called United States of Al that's being criticized for casting a non-Afghan actor in the role of an Afghan. That's the main character, and the depiction in general of this character. So what sparked this uproar? Are you following this? Any of you that are... I have not seen a promo for this thing.
I haven't either, but the only thing I heard is that because there was someone who wasn't Afghani playing an Afghani person, that people were upset about it.
Well,
yeah.
Supposedly there's a friendship between a Marine combat veteran played by Parker Young, struggling to readjust to civilian life living in Ohio, and his interpreter, who is a fellow named, in the show it's Awamir, is that how you pronounce it, Awamir, served with his unit. He's come to America to start a new life, and he's not being played by an Afghan. He's being played by somebody who is Middle Eastern, Adhir Kalyan. So, but are we into the weeds that much that we think that makes, is that the same as white people playing Amos and Andy on the radio, the black characters? Is it that serious for some? I wouldn't have known one way or another. Maybe that makes me sound like an ignoramus. Looking at his name and looking at a picture of him, I couldn't tell whether he was from Afghanistan or any place else. Looks like, you know, a dark-skinned Semite, which is what Afghanistanis look like.
Well, he's from South Africa. I had to look him up because I don't know this story.
So he's a black guy from South Africa.
And then he moved to London. He does not look... He's Pakistani. Uh-huh. Culturally. So, yeah, I guess, I don't know. I guess maybe Afghani versus Pakistani, I get maybe there's I don't know.
So is that
maybe
important to you,
there.
Victoria? Is this important to you? I'm no judgment.
This is the first I'm hearing about it. I don't really know the whole, I don't know. Is this really like a big story? I don't know. Coming out of the desert here. I don't know.
It's floating around like a lot of the other stuff that has to do with entertainment. These days, we're very cautious and we're very interested in making sure that all sides are taken care of equally or freely. But I can't begin to imagine why this makes any difference to anybody, honestly. I really can't. Maybe any more than I think that it makes a difference to anybody whether Kylie Jenner gives the $60,000 for that operation to her friend or not. But yet, there's people spending time, right, Jay? Look at social media, the things that are on social media that people spend time arguing about, focusing on, paying
mm-hmm.
attention, right? I mean, what's the consequence
of
that?
Well, the thing with social media is everybody has an opinion, and social media gives everyone a platform to shout their opinions from the rooftops.
Yeah, everybody's an expert.
Yeah. So here's another one of these things. The creator of The Simpsons appears to be suggesting that the blowback over having a white actor voice, is it Apu? Is that how you pronounce
Apu.
It?
Yeah, this has been going on for a long time.
What's the story with his Victoria?
Hank Azaria was the voice of Apu, right? I think it was Hank Azaria.
Yes.
Yeah, and then he resigned and said he was not going to do the character anymore. This has been kind of controversial though for a long time, way before cancel culture. So I'm not a Simpsons fan that a white actor was doing this sort of like, you know, kind of comically doing an Indian character in an accent. So, you know, kind of.
So is this the same back to Amos and Andy again? the white guys that were the voices of Amos and Andy on the radio. Is this the same sort of thing?
I don't know. I don't know if you can. I don't know. I couldn't even put that in context to each other. But I know that this has been something that, you know, people who are critical of The Simpsons, this is something that's been going on for a long time.
The Simpsons.
I mean, think about how long The Simpsons have been on the air. Is it 40 years? 35 years?
Forever.
30? Something, right? It's been on forever.
Forever.
Started when I was in junior high.
And so, does it still have relevance? It must have, or they wouldn't get ratings. Otherwise, they wouldn't have it on the air.
Yeah,
so there's some, and it is very satirical, and a lot of the stuff that's in there, it's kind of like Saturday Night Live. Nobody else dares take a shot at some of these things, and yet the people laugh at it. Do they know any better? I wonder if sometimes people even get some of this stuff anymore. It's so subtle.
Well, I think Apu was not subtle, and I think maybe that was part of the problem. But also, 30 years ago, you know, stuff that started 30 years ago that was acceptable back then,
yeah.
It's just not acceptable language
Why?
Now.
Why is it not acceptable?
Because cultures change, and people, you know, I mean, why is blackface not appropriate anymore? You know, I mean, things change, and
well, but with that, should we be going back and taking people who had said things or done things 30 years ago that was probably not in the best interests of their future career, do we take them to task and we throw them away because of what they did 30 years ago? You see a lot of that going on, right? Tons of that stuff going on. I don't know if from 30 years ago.
I don't know.
Yeah, but there's no growth.
There's no growth in that. You have to have the conversations of why things weren't okay, why it's not going to be tolerated anymore. We can't just erase history.
Right.
No. Well, but see, that's why we are where we are, and we talk about things the way we do versus what may be somewhere else. So I'm proud of you, ladies. Thank you. Nice to have Victoria back. 47 after the hour. Our podcast that you can hear every day, the DJV download. Some happy news on the most recent one. Bernie Sanders introduced a plan to increase taxes 50%. If the woman that runs your company makes 50% more than you, then he wants to increase your taxes. Back to my suggestion that has been heard far and loud. It's in the download again. My discussion to bring American businesses back from China with tax incentives. Last week there was a suggestion made that we increase all corporate taxes to 28%. I said, not so fast. If you want to tax them 28%, make sure you do it for companies that won't bring their business back to America. If they do bring their business back, their jobs back, then you give them a tax cut. That's the incentive. Anybody doing that in Washington? I don't know. Da, 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 da. And we talk about car dealers having a tough time now getting cars repaired because they can't get parts, that sort of thing. That's part of the download. If you're going through that experience, you might hear some suggestions. Also, a new law proposed that would require employers to provide retirement packages for everybody. You think that's a great idea? Some people will, some people won't. Depends on whether you run your own business or not, I guess. So, lots of that, and the COVID stuff continues to be on our brains, all part of the most recent download that you can get. Every day a different one, DJV download, djvshow.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data. Wait and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS, consumer access.org, number 3030.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Crane. I'm calling about today's appointment. The tree is scheduled to fall on your RV at 2:14 today.
Wait, any way we can reschedule? We're really enjoying our trip.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that's our only opening.
Can it just be a little tree?
Let me check. No, sorry, our file says it's a huge one.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Is it 2:14 p.m. or a.m.?
You know, I'm not sure. Can I put you on a brief hold?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
After the hour now on the BJV program, time for a visit from Tom Kreitler, who's the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, which you can hear every weekend. You can also invest some time in the Money Pit podcast, which is always helpful, and their newsletter, which is always helpful, and usually they have contests. There's a new contest coming up in which you can win $500,000. Tom will tell you about that.
Is that right?
Yeah,
we're giving away one of Doug's barns.
Yes, you are. And if you can get 500 grand out of that, good luck to you. All right, here's one of our listeners named John, who has a house that was built in 1976. Whenever it's cold or the cold water is running, there's a pulsating in the water pressure. The pipes shake. Aha! I know the answer to that, but you're the star, so you tell us what that problem is.
Well, I don't know what you're thinking, but I'm thinking that in a fairly younger house like that, when you get a bad washer in one of the faucets, the water tends to sort of sputter as it goes through, and that often results in a vibrating of the pipes, and because mostly pipes are copper, it transmits and gets louder and louder and louder. So I suspect if you could track that down to one appliance or one faucet, that might be the source of the vibration. The other thing that happens is as the pipes get loose where they're attached to the frame of the home, they'll shake when the water goes on and off because there's a lot of weight of that water moving through the pipes. And if that's the case, you can tighten up the connections to the framing. They're simple like U-clamps that you can use. You pick up any home center hardware store. Or if it's really bad, you can hire a plumber to install something called a water hammer arrestor, which is like a shock absorber for your plumbing system and stops that as well.
Really? A shock absorber.
Shock absorber, yes.
For your plumbing system.
For your car, but for your pipes.
Yeah, right. There you go. All right, so the newsletter, I talk about that. If you go to moneypit.com/newsletter, right? Isn't that how you do it?
Yeah, that's right.
You want to get on? You've got some interesting...
Yeah, and this week we did a fun review on fire pits, because it is the fire pit season.
Yes,
so we've got the 12 best fire pits under $100. There's a lot out there that you can choose from. So we reviewed some of the best fire pits. In fact, that article is on the homepage of moneypit.com right now. Mm-hmm. Under $100, you can buy from quite a few different models. We looked at only those that were the highest number of reviews and stars on Amazon, and gave our 2 cents in each one.
Good for you. 3 cents, because I know you're actually more valuable than the other shows that are doing this. And to prove that, the newest podcast, every week you have a new podcast. This is Small Kitchen Solutions. Why would Small Kitchen Solutions be different than big? Is it just a space
Well,
thing?
Because space, man. I mean, people are frustrated by small kitchens, and there are some design tricks of the trade that you can do with a smaller kitchen to make it look more spacious. So it's not just all about organization. It's about lighting. It's about cabinets. There's a lot of little tricks of the trade that you can do to kind of spruce that space up without having to do a total renovation.
Mm-hmm. All right, so there's that. Well, just advice and information. That's why I think you're king of this whole this area, because it's a lot of advice based on experience. The agenda is clear, and it is to help everybody, as many people as you can. So there's no shortage of information here, that's for sure. Here's another listener named Mary Ann, who's asking about remodeling a house, wondering about whether bathrooms are always the to do them. Do you get a return on investment? And if that's the reason you're doing it, probably not a good idea to do it, right?
Yeah, I mean, these return on investment numbers help you decide which projects to take on, if you're going to do projects at all.
Mm-hmm.
And typically, bathrooms and kitchens are towards the high end of the ROI scale. But of late, the bathroom has slipped down a little bit compared to some other improvements. So bathroom return on investment is generally about 60% right now.
What does that mean in terms of figures? You spend $100,000, you get $60,000 back.
Correct. Yeah. Okay. I hope you're not spending $100,000 on your bathroom.
That's $10,000, you get $6,000 back.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
But other projects that give you a better return on investment, and some are surprising. Something as simple as a garage door replacement, Doug, 94.5% return on investment. So, I mean, that's a pretty inexpensive thing to do and gives you a great ROI. And a deck addition, it gives you 72%. So even adding a deck gives you a better ROI than adding a bath.
Here's Sherry, who just bought a house that was built in 1883, wants to replace the boiler. Okay, so what does she do, this modern thing or just a regular one?
Well, the modern thing is the conventional, is the combi boiler, where you have a hot water boiler and a tankless water heater all in one unit. That's an improvement I did this past winter, and I replaced my old traditional boiler. And I found it to be a very efficient thing to do. Not only did I pick up a lot of space in my basement that I never had before, my heating bills actually started to tick down the immediate month following that. So I think these are great because they're so tiny. It's amazing. Mine is about 17 inches wide and 27 inches tall. About the size of our kitchen cabinet. Does the whole house.
Pretty good idea.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.